Opening weekend at the Rialto Park racetrack in Tucson included four horses that died. Three of them had to be put down after racing injuries. And two dozen horses have died at Phoenix's Turf Paradise. The death rate for racing horses in Arizona is more than double the national average, and my next guest is calling for change. Rory Goray is vice chairman of the Arizona Racing Commission. I spoke with him earlier and asked why he thinks all these horses are dying now.
Not quite sure, but one of the things that had not been happening, which I'm happy to report because it just came to my desk a few minutes ago, is doing a risk assessment. We had been doing the risk assessments up until about 2017, and then, of course, the department's budget got slashed, and I guess because of my little uproar, we're kind of back into it. So it's good that we're starting to do these risk assessments so we can start maybe seeing a pattern as to why some of these horses are being euthanized, whether it's they've been on previous vets list or they're being run too much, but hopeful that we would start seeing a pattern.
What do these risk assessments look at?
Whether the horse is, how often it has run, like it might be running too much, like, you know, running every weekend, running how many times in a month, has it been on a vet list? Because if a horse is on a vet list, obviously a vet somewhere has determined that horse was at risk of something, and just those type of things.
How does Arizona compare to other states? Like, are we seeing more horses having to be put down here than other places, or is this more of a national problem?
I would say it is somewhat of a national problem, but we are above average on the number of horses being euthanized. And obviously, and myself, I don't want to be average. I want to be better than average. And we are, you know, at least always a point right now above average. So obviously we've got a problem.
So you mentioned the risk assessments as being a step in the right direction. What else has to happen to address this problem?
Some of the other things that have to happen, and actually in 45 minutes, I will be jumping into a meeting with the department and all the stakeholders to start talking about what are some of the new rules that we might be able to put in place. I was just listening to one of the leaders of the Arizona HBPA last week, and he said when he came to Arizona 6 years ago and looked at our rules, we probably had some of the oldest rules, antiquated rules he had ever seen. And so we need to really start looking at some rules that we need to update and start working to get those implemented.
These are rules dealing with the safety for the horses?
For the horses, for the jockeys, track maintenance, all that, just basically everything that we need to take a hard look at.
Any sense, like if you were king of the world here, anything that you would say we absolutely should be doing this?
I would definitely limit how often a horse can run. You know, everyone, even like an NFL player, if they played football year-round, they would be breaking down left and right. You need a break. So I would definitely implement something. If I was the king, you know, a horse can only run three times in a month. And then after, you know, 2 or 3 months, it must have a month off or something like that. But I'm glad that the conversation has finally taken place. And hopefully we will come up with some solutions.
Why has this conversation not happened before? Like, why have these rules not been updated?
Well, they have been allegedly working on them for 3 years, but in Arizona, Ducey did, our governor, put in place that, you know, no new rulemaking, and there has been no discussion. But where I got frustrated is, you know, Ducey's been in office for 7 years. We've had seven opportunities with the legislature to write new rules that require the legislature to approve and take it to them. It has not happened. So I'm hopeful that some eyes and ears are open now, and this will now happen.
So, where is the opposition, or at least the inertia to not do this, coming from?
Well, I think it originally came from no rulemaking from the governor, but I just think also with the department, we are so short-staffed now that we've just not really been able to spend the time on it. And my thing is, if you can't spend the proper time on safety, you then need to just shut down, because safety has to be job one.
So how long of a process might this be? I mean, lawmakers are, you know, about halfway through, roughly, give or take, their session this year. Like, are you looking at trying to maybe get something done this year? Or are you planning ahead maybe to see if you can do something for next year?
a little bit of both. You never know in Arizona with the strike everything bill. Maybe there might be something we can get into a strike everything this year. And if not, definitely would have hopefully have something ready for legislative day one next year.
So let's assume that you have to do that and wait until 2023. Do you think between the risk assessments and maybe other things that you can do sort of around the edges, can you maybe improve safety even in a small way for the horses before then?
Definitely. We can implement house rules. As long as something is not defined in law, we have a little wiggle room to implement house rules. Like one could be you can't run the horse once, but every 2 weeks, something like that. That's not defined in law anywhere. So that would be something probably could be enacted via a house rule.
In your mind, what is the bigger picture here? Like, is there a concern that if this problem continues where horses die after racing, that horse racing itself might become less appealing, less of something that people want to go see and you know, spend their money on and wager on?
That's definitely going to happen. I saw it happen in the greyhound racing. The biggest thing those who wanted to ban greyhound racing were able to use was the how many greyhounds died in a month period. And, you know, I think in Florida, they were able to show that 3 greyhounds were in a month. And, you know, when they just kept hitting the public with that, it did hurt. And in Florida, they had a public vote and 70% of the public in Florida voted to ban greyhound racing.
Do you think that folks within the horse racing industry and community in Arizona see that? Like, do they understand that this seems like maybe kind of an imminent issue they need to deal with?
Some do, but I think there are some that just don't get it. I would say a majority do, but again, there's just a few, and it's that 1% that always causes problems for everyone.
All right. That is Rory Garay, Vice Chairman of the Arizona Racing Commission. Rory, thanks for your time. I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, Mark. Have a great day.